Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have a special guest on the line. So I want to make sure that we get to the special guest. He just signed an extension, and we're very happy to have him. Kyle Hendricks now joining me here on The Score. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
Great, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. It's opening day, so people, of course, are very excited about all sorts of stuff. I have a lot on my mind and the things I want to ask you, but I am curious, for someone who's in it and has gone through a bunch of opening days, does it still carry a special place with you?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, opening day. You know, it's a different energy for sure, and it doesn't matter how many you go through. I haven't been through that many, to be honest with you. So, no, they're always really special, and this is what we love to do, man. We love playing baseball. We love competing, and I think once you get out of spring training and it starts to really set in that here we go, you know, this is the first step of another journey with this group and these guys, and, yeah, I couldn't be any more excited to be here.
There's been a lot of talk over the last couple of months about how last year ended for you guys. What's the proper way to harness that, in your opinion?
Yeah, you know, we've had a lot of internal discussion over the offseason and really handled that as a group, I think. And it's brought about a different mindset for sure, you know, different determination, different motivation for this season. And I can tell you, just as a group, we've never felt closer to start a year. And everyone just locked in on that one goal, you know, where we want to end this year and obviously being world champions again. So, yeah, it took a little while to work through, but right now it's a whole new season. Like you said, day one, and that's all in the past. So it's what we do here going forward.
All right, I'm going to try really hard to not take you back to that place, but I am curious. The season ends, the Rockies move on. How long did it take you personally to get over that?
It took a while. Yeah, it took at least a few weeks, you know, close to almost 3 weeks, I'm sure. Because for those first 3 weeks or a month, you're resting up, you're not doing anything. So when you're just sitting around, that's all you're thinking about. You know, it was a terrible way, you know, to end the season, and we all were in bad moods for sure for a long time. But once you get back into your workouts, you start using it as motivation, I think, and it starts to go away from there. I guess you start to translate it just into a different feeling. You know, not pissed off really anymore, just motivated. So. Yeah, after a few weeks, we got back into our workouts, and I think just really started focusing in on this year.
Kyle, how much can you share about the level of accountability that you guys have to each other? And I don't even mean from a coaching staff or Joe or even Theo and Jed, but inside the clubhouse, how does that manifest itself in everyone trying to pull from the same end of the rope?
Yeah, you know, we've gotten so close, I think, just through our experiences over the last few years together. And, it's just such a special culture kind of in this clubhouse. You know, we're all brothers, we're all a family. And whenever somebody new comes in, I think they can feel that right away. They're just accepted, brought right into the group, and that's what we feed on, you know. So that's really where our heads are at going into the season, is lean on each other, be accountable for one another, be accountable for yourself, and everything starts and ends with the group of guys in this clubhouse. So we know it's all under our control, and we just need to go out there and play.
You signed a 4-year extension to stay with this team. Congratulations on that. The money looked fantastic. What is it about your career with the Cubs that made you want to stay?
Yeah, it's been everything, to be honest with you, from day one when I showed up in Chicago, starting with the fans, you know, having the best fans in baseball, getting to go and play in Wrigley Field every single day. It's just such a special setting, special atmosphere with, you know, all the tradition. And there's no place I would rather be. It's been top-notch from top to bottom of this organization. They've treated me with nothing but first class and, you know, stuck with me through some struggles at the beginning of my career and really leaned on me and, you know, showed me commitment here in the end. So at the end of the day, yeah, there's nowhere else I want to be. And I'm so excited to be a Chicago Cub for, yeah, these next 4 or so years.
It seems that the front office of the Cubs and Madden, too, have a particular appreciation for the way that you pitch. Do you think that it would have been that way in other places?
Yeah, I don't think necessarily. You know, at the end of the day, if you get guys out, you're going to be out there. But, you know, going somewhere new, there's always that possibility of proving yourself again, which I've had to do everywhere. You know, I'm not concerned about that. But it does mean a lot that Joe and the rest of the front office has such faith in me and, you know, really trust just the way that I pitch and the way that I get guys out. And they're willing to give me big leverage situations. And to already have that trust established, it's a huge deal for me. And so absolutely, I wanted to reciprocate that.
What do you make of all of the players over the last couple of weeks signing extensions?
Yeah, it's interesting for sure. There have been a lot of them this offseason, you know. I think, you know, the game is just cyclical. I think like anything else, the market and everything. And it just happens to be at a time right now where the extension market was pretty good. That can always change going forward to next year. But for me in particular, you know, we had a lot of discussions, and regardless of what everyone else was doing, it just ended up being the right life decision for myself and my family. And to get to be in Chicago on top of that and get paid this amount of money to play a game, you know, that I love, and I've loved it since I was a kid, I could ask for nothing more.
When you saw the Mike Trout money, what was your reaction?
My reaction was, man, he is that good. Yeah, he deserves all of that and then some. You could have put in any amount of money on that paper for him. He is, you know, the best player in baseball, and I love watching his talent and what he brings to the field every day.
Yeah, me too. I just, when I saw it, it was just so, like, such a big number that you had to wrap your mind around it. But then you were like, well, wait a minute. If you look at it from a wins above replacement standpoint and look at him versus Bryce Harper, who deserved the money that he got, for example, the jump to the next $100 million made a lot of sense.
Absolutely. You know, there's a lot of money in the game and a lot of money being thrown out, but for these players that are getting it, it's 100% what they deserve. These guys are that good, and you know, it's good to see teams paying money to have the best players and the best competition on the field at all times.
How would you describe the relationship between labor and ownership right now in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, you know, there's some things going on, obviously, that everyone's aware of, but at the end of the day, I think it comes down to the product on the field. And so as players, that's the only part we're worried about. You know, we want to go out there every day and play against the best competition. So, you know, I think there's still some players sitting out there that 100% should have jobs, and that's really where our heads are at. Like I said, again, at the end of the day, we want to play this game every single day against the best players, and that's the bottom line.
Is it hard to take away the business aspect of the game while you're trying to prepare for a season, or at this point, are you so used to it that it doesn't matter?
No, it definitely can play into it. It definitely can be a little difficult. You have to learn how to separate, you know, the two things, separate them in your mind, because it can definitely start to creep in a little to your baseball activities. And at the end of the day, you realize it is a business, but you have to be able to step back from that. You know, you have to be able to leave the business on the business side, step back. And when you come into this clubhouse and the field, just remember to have fun. That's what it's all about. You're playing a game. You're playing baseball. You've been doing it since you're a kid. You know, and it really is the same game at the end of the day. So it makes it a lot easier, trust me, when having all these guys that we have in this clubhouse. We got a bunch of characters, all great guys, and trust me, we definitely have a great time playing the game.
Cubs starter Kyle Hendricks joining me here for a few more minutes. I pulled this from the SI Baseball Preview, and I don't know if you've seen it, but I wanted to run this quote because they do the thing where they have scouts of other teams talk about teams. This is what one of the scouts in Major League Baseball said about you. This guy can flat out paint. He's got a great mind for pitching that no one else in the league can. Close quote. Two things. What's your reaction to that? And how did you develop your pitching mind?
Yeah, that's pretty high praise, honestly. It's very humbling, and I really appreciate that. I think, it's the way I've always been, honestly. I've never been a velocity guy, and so from a young age, I've had to focus on command of all my pitches, changing speed, learning how to pitch inside, even though you don't throw hard. So it's been a long process probably since high school, and luckily along the way, I had some really, really good coaches in college and also through the minor leagues that just really helped me develop as a pitcher, my pitching style, and also helped me develop as a person so I could learn, you know, how to handle myself off the field. It all plays into it. And at the end of the day, I just found a really good routine that worked for me and really started to learn who I was as a pitcher. And once that started to come along, you start to build confidence in yourself, and then that's where you can take off. So right now, you know, that stuff's all in the past. I'm focused on still trying to get better for my team so I can go out there every fifth day and just give them the best chance to win.
There are parents that are listening to us talk right now, and probably parents of pitchers. What would your advice to them be if they have a son or a daughter that pitches with lower velocity? What should they be working on?
Yeah, it's all about command. At the end of the day, even if you do throw hard, that's great. You know, it makes it a little bit easier if you have some velocity. But at the end of the day, no matter how hard you throw, you have to command the baseball. And for me, I think it starts with fastball command. If you can command your fastball, move it around, you'll learn your secondary pitches from there. But you have to be able to pitch off of your fastball and get outs with your fastball. And for me, it all starts with command, for sure.
If Cubs Network came to you with an idea for a show for Kyle Hendricks, what would you want the show to be?
You know, I'm not sure if I'm really a show guy. That's at the end of the day. I kind of keep to myself. So if there any kind of show, it would just be about pitching, man. That's just what I do. I love to pitch. I love going out there and competing. I love working with kids too and just teaching little mechanical things here and there. But no, it would all have to surround pitching 100%.
All right. Well, then let me ask you this. Who would have the top-rated show inside the clubhouse on the Cubs Network? Which one of your teammates?
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I'd say it's got to be between Javi and Riz. That's who I'm going to go with. Javi, just for the pure talent. Obviously, I could watch him play baseball every single day. And then Riz, not only do you get the talent, but you get the character that comes along with him. So I think between those two guys, you could have a pretty good one.
Kyle, I really appreciate you jumping in and being with me here on the first show here as opening day begins. Thank you very much, and good luck and good health for this season.
Of course, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Kyle Hendricks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.